Well, hello everybody. We are beginning with program number 64. Occasional white noise in the background. Apologize for that. We have finished the analysis of the three petals of synthesis. And now we are going to look at some large charts. Now, they are not complete. They can't be. They don't take the place of all of the detailed work that we have done, but perhaps they will give us something of an overview of this whole subject, and then if all goes well, we will talk about how to use the different energies for different tasks, what one might do when one knows one's task in relation to a petal and one is endowed with certain energies. That will be maybe the last thing we do. Let's see here. That's not it. And that's not it. And that's not it. Oh, here it is. All right. Here we go. Now, we have different, in these tabulations, which my colleague B.L. Allison helped me prepare, for which I'm very grateful. They won't be this small, but I'll just show you an overview. We have the different... In this one, we have the different halls in which we are either in ignorance, learning, or pursuing wisdom. The petals and the four elements. The various initiations associated with the petals. The soul laws. The different root races and maybe sub-races and the Aklari process expanded. See the chakras connected with the petals. All of it in an overview. The petals and the senses and extensions of the senses. The petals, the yogic, the means of yoga, the paths, the truths. This I think I have to fill in because there's no way to link them directly with one particular petal, not at all. The petals, the fires, and the 14 rules for applicants and disciples. Let's see what this one is. Going up a bit here. This is the petals, the types of light, and the keynotes. Various forms of 12s. Now, we cannot be... Everyone has their different interpretation of these different 12, so all I can do is mention that they are connected. They oftentimes have to do with the previous third aspect, the type of wisdom surrounding Kabbalah and the earlier solar system, and finally the petals and the colors and numbers. These will be overviews. I'll make them larger, and it's just to get a bird's eye view, remembering that all the data that I've given you earlier is not contained here completely by any means. And sometimes, you know, as I worked along during the last couple of months, last few months on these matters, I kind of changed my perspective. And some of these, a chart like this may not always reflect the changes of perspective, so I may have to kind of correct them as I go along, but you'll be a part of my thinking on in that process. So this is the foundation for these charts. We will not spend a lot of time on them, but just so that you can sort of bird's eye the whole thing, understand the overview, and then begin to apply the energies you have to the task before you. So let us begin here with... You see how they are numbered on the side. The petals are numbered here, the Hall of Ignorance, Hall of Learning, and I've enlarged these so that it's a little easier to see, but we'll go down petal by petal. We won't go across. We'll go down the columns, you know, petal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and on. It goes all the way. Oh, it just goes to petal 9, and I just, looks like petal 9. Yeah, I guess it doesn't go any farther than petal 9, but I'll have to include petal 10, 11, and 12 and see what we would call it. Anyway, petal 1 is the third division of the outer tier, petal 2, the second division of the outer tier, and petal 3, the first division of the outer tier. Petal 4 is the third division, or the knowledge, aspect of the love tier. Here is the love aspect of the love tier, petal 5. Petal 6 is the will or sacrifice aspect of the love tier, 2-1. I think that's the best way to do it. And then when it comes to the hall of wisdom, at least in the initial stages, because to me that hall continues all the way, you know, we have a master of the wisdom. So a master of the wisdom is certainly in the hall of wisdom. If there was such a thing as called the hall of life, you know, being an initiate into the mysteries of being, then a master would be on that level as well. Here is the will group. So this is division 1-3. Of course, we could do it the other way too. You know, we could connect the 1 with the outer tier and the 3 with this tier, but I think it's better because it shows the first aspect. So it's the third aspect of the first aspect, second aspect, petal 8, the second aspect of the first aspect, and petal 9, the first aspect of the first aspect. I'm also trying a little different, Okay. Now, let's go here to the elements. With petal 1, it's earth. Petal 2, earth. Petal 3, earth. Petal 4, water, the sensitive side of things. These are the love petals. Water, water, water. But of course, the way we could do it, and I think we do it at some point, this is earth sub earth. Petal 2 is earth sub water. Petal 3 is earth sub fire. And petal 4 is water sub earth. Petal 5, water sub water. Petal 6, water sub fire. Now we reach the sacrifice or will tier. They're all fire. And it's fire sub earth, fire sub water, fire sub fire. If we were looking at the petals of synthesis, we would have air petals. And, you know, I'm not sure how we could do the subcategories. Maybe we could do petal 10 would be air sub earth, petal 11 air sub water, petal 12 air sub fire. And then what would the jewel and the lotus be? You know, it, of course, is a fiery center, a central fire it's called, but also we might consider it to be air sub air in a certain respect. The air is life, the air is God. Now, how are the various centers implicated? This is not complete. Certainly the base of the spine is involved with petal 1, but so is the sacral center. And again, for petal 2, the base of the spine is sacral again, and maybe some solar plexus. And petal 3, the base of the spine, sacral, solar plexus, and I would have to implicate the throat center as a degree of intelligence comes in there. Now remember, in the work that I've done, the detailed work, I've included a lot of different centers, a lot of different rays, sometimes all of them. For petal number 4, the throat and the solar plexus, it's a creative time, an integrative time. Aspiration is beginning for the higher of the pairs of opposites. Petal 5, definitely the heart center is involved. This is not complete because it's not as if all the lower centers are left behind. The absence center directing the personality. Petal number 6, solar plexus, continues as it does in petal number 5. Really, I should put that in. That's also there. Because the striving continues, the heart is there as we strive towards group consciousness. The ajna, as we continue to integrate the personality of the throat for creativity. Now, with the rays, Well, I have so many different rays here. Actually, I've really tried to put them all in. So it is probably not as useful a column, but certainly the third ray of matter, the fifth ray of incipient mind, the first ray dealing with hard knocks, the second ray dealing with the rhythms of nature, the fourth ray with conflict. Not a whole lot of second ray there. One, two, three, four, five. Sixth ray, maybe not so much. The second petal certainly retains some of these other rays, but it puts the emphasis upon the emotions. So, this is by no means complete, but if you want to be complete, just go to my synthesis for the petals. When it comes to the third petal, which is the petal of sacrifice, we lay our life upon the altar of desire, so sixth ray is very strong. And the first ray for death is very strong because we are forced to sacrifice our lives. With petal number four, which is an initially integrative petal, not a whole lot of ray one or necessarily ray two, but all the other rays are there. We aspire, the mind is growing. It is the fourth petal for the fourth ray. Intelligence is there for Cancer. Seventh ray is there for Cancer. It's a Cancerian petal. Petal number five is different. It doesn't necessarily leave off, how I have put in all the petals and all of the rays in some of these, but this is the petal in which the solar angel begins to look down and the person becomes a true aspirant. And hard choices are made. Of course, ray one does come in because sometimes the integrated, powerful, dominating personality is found in the earlier part of this petal work, but and we really have to include petal number six. Well, I don't want to get too in too detailed a manner here because then I'll end up just including all the rays. But just the reason for it. Petal number six is the petal of self-improvement, you might say. Sixth ray connected with Virgo, a lot of aspiration, the attempt to live according to the group. Petal number two, and it is a sacrifice petal, so ray one is going to come in. When it comes to the seventh petal, which is in a way the first initiation petal, the birth of the Christ in the heart, the Ajna is directing the integrated personality, the creativity of the throat is there, and five head centers are found. Now, those are five becoming six and seven and differentiating from the Ajna and the highest head center, which are considered many-petaled lotuses. The eighth petal involving the second initiation definitely has the heart, the creativity for the throat, and intelligence more than five head centers. The heart and the head begins to bring the soul, energy, and Buddhi in strongly. Petal number nine, the seven head centers are complete. The Ajna is stimulated by the fifth ray. The Alta Major center completes the triangle in the head. The crown center is there, and the triangle is formed. And all the other petals, 10, 11, and 12 synthesis petals, involve the heart, the seven head centers directed by Vulcan, and the two many-petaled lotuses, which are Ajna and the crown center, the heart of the head. Continues, and we have movement towards the fourth initiation where the heart center line is the main thing. Right. I may have. Now, I must have skipped over to the rays and forgot the centers. I'm sorry. But anyway, the centers have now been listed, and you get the idea. The rays involved in the first center I described. How far had I gone? Yes, I was dealing with the petal number five, the love petal. So certainly the 2, 4, 6, four has to be mentioned, but I don't want to just repeat what I've said. Four is there for the tremendous conflicts of many lives attempting to turn one's thought towards the real. Petal number six, aspiration, attempt to deal with the group and sacrifice. Petal number seven, I really have to include, it's a sacrifice petal, so hence the one will be found, but also the birth of the Christ in the heart is occurring here. Petal number, ray number two has to be included. It's a very intelligent petal connected with Libra, and we share all the knowledge we have accumulated. And we, petal one is there because we control, we're learning to control the entire threefold personality, and the aspiration continues with petal number six. With petal number, and remember, we can find a way to use all of the rays here, all of the rays. When it comes to petal number eight, well, you know, it's a major conflict petal because it involves Scorpio. The second ray, the soul is coming in, conditioning the astral body at the second initiation. With Scorpio, we always have to manifest the test right on the physical plane, so petal number seven. I have really spoken of them all. The aspiration continues. There's definitely use of the law of repulse under petal number one, rather ray number one. I'm going a little too fast here. This is one of those days when I'm all over the place, painting the house, working on another computer, choosing this and that, supervising, rebuilding, and all of that. So if I seem a little distracted, it's only because I am. When it comes to petal number nine, it's entering the world of being, but of course the second ray has to be there because this is the time when the soul really takes over the second aspect. This is the initiation ruled by the fifth ray at the Ajna Center, just the way the second initiation is ruled by the sixth ray. And the first initiation, well, it's got to be ruled by the seventh ray. So, you know, I don't think it's too useful to discuss these rays because I end up including them all and finding a way for them to work. The synthesis petals definitely involve all the rays, with the emphasis perhaps at petal 10 on the third ray, petal 11 on the second ray, and petal 12 on the first ray. They are, and generally, the second ray pervades them all because of the Buddhi. Planets involved at the different petals, well, you know, they all are, but just trying to give the overview, the first petal is very earthy, of the earth earthy, and Saturn is involved with the density of the physical plane, and Mercury with a little bit of learning, and Mars with fighting your way and breaking the law, obviously, and the sacral center, of course, for Mars. Petal number two, Mars continues, but a little bit of love and creativity is coming in via Venus and the Sun aspect comes in with greater light. We begin to understand our identity more fully. When it comes to petal three, we're laying our life upon the altar of desire. That's Mars. We're, again, the school of hard knocks. We're forced into sacrificial positions. Saturn is there. Pluto is there because we die. We are compelled to die, even if we don't know why. Vulcan connected with the mineral kingdom and the mind. I've done this already. But Mercury has to be there for the increase of intelligence at the third ray. And I just say, check them all out. Because every planet can be found. I do want to put the moon involved with the first petal. Nope, that wasn't right. The moon involved with the first petal because it is the dense physical body, just the way Mars rules the astral body and Mercury rules the mind. And from a certain extent, you know, even Venus comes in here at the first petal. Because we've been individualized, Venus is involved in individualization process. My friend Nicholas, who's a very astute astrologer, rheologist, his idea here, first petal Mars, second petal Venus, third petal Earth, okay, this is how he sees it, fourth petal Mercury, fifth petal Jupiter. You can understand why this would be the case. Saturn, all those disciplines in the sixth petal. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto he sees respectively in the seventh, eighth, and ninth petal. Have I not gone on here? All right. I'm wondering whether I have just done these. Petal number six. Okay, petal number five. Well, I think maybe I have not gone ahead far enough. Petal number four, in this planet area, we're integrating via increasing intelligence. It is the lunar petal, the moon, and represents the fourfold personality at this time. There is an increasing amount of professionalism under Saturn as people are rising in society, and Mercury is there for the relationship with the pairs of opposites, and Venus is there. Whoop, always doing that. Venus is here because it represents the soul of the higher of the pairs of opposites. When it comes to the fifth petal, it's the major love petal, and it's the solar petal, really the first solar petal. The sun is very much involved, Venus for the solar angel, Mercury for communication from the soul. There's tremendous conflict here. You know, you can find all of these rays, and planets. Uranus is rearranging the Saturnian conditions and making them more archetypal. The sixth petal, a petal of self-correction in a way. Uranus brings in the archetype. And I should have said, you know, even at the fifth petal, Jupiter's expanding the soul. The mystic appears here at the sixth petal often. We have hard choices. We're trying to overcome our selfishness. Jupiter's helping us do that. Neptune is reaching for a higher ideal. Saturn is subjecting us to discipline, and so forth. When we get to the seventh petal, it's the first initiation petal. Saturn is there under the third ray to help us apply all we have accumulated. Mercury for the growing intelligence, Jupiter for the expansion of consciousness, Vulcan for the application of spiritual will, Uranus related to Libra, to the third ray and to seeing, you know, what the higher heavenly worlds are really like. Neptune should be there. My trouble is I can see them all, you know. But this is a little review. Neptune is here because we meet the Christ and he is the initiator. When it comes to petal number eight, Venus for the solar angel, Mercury for the powerfully growing mind, Vulcan for the definite increase of spiritual will, just the way Vulcan's at the seventh petal, forcing us to apply all we have accumulated. Pluto, many things are put to death. Mars for the struggle. The moon is falling. Neptune is the one, is the initiator, the Christ who meets us. Petal number nine, illumination. Vulcan makes everything shine. Uranus gives us intimations of the world of being. Saturn helps us live according to divine plan. Sun is illumination again. Let's see if I can do this. Venus for the solar angel, which is now powerful. Mercury for Buddhi, which is coming in, intimations of the intuition, and so forth. You know, just to kind of review this, really, by the time we get here, all of them are operative, and as you know, I've just finished a program in which every planet of the normal planets, including Vulcan, are related to every one of the synthesis petals, so there we have a more complete view. Let's see what I've got here. Right, okay. Right. Now, let's go back here a little bit. I think, you know, you can use this kind of chart, which I think I will include on the Makara website. But at the same time, if you use it along with my commentary, you'll see something of what I've left out. The various signs of the zodiac, well, it's the first incarnation, petal number one. Cancer is very important. Capricorn, for all of the difficulty with the physical plane. Aries, for starting out, you know, and on the path, path of evolution. Aries, you're taking the plunge and let form again be sought. So by the time we reach the second petal, love as sex comes in, Libra is strong. Aries, for the same reason. Sagittarius, maybe the hunting phase, even, well, you know, it's there for the others. Leo, we're beginning to express ourselves. The next petal in line is Taurus. And Taurus is an earth sign, and we keep moving forward from Aries to Taurus, and it allows something of this material creativity to come in. It also enhances the sex instinct, which is the way of expressing love. There's just not enough of these here. With the third petal, which is an intelligence petal, at least in the beginning stages, intelligence and sacrifice, we necessarily have to have Gemini because it's that way in order. Sagittarius was certainly going to increase the mind. But there's so much death here that Scorpio comes into the picture. Let's take a look here. And Capricorn, you know, you must do this. You have no choice. You're forced into it. And just generally Pisces for sacrifice. I realize this is all a little spotty. It's much more complete in the synthesis. But as long as I'm kind of going over these things, saying what occurs and comes to mind is probably useful. When it comes to the fourth petal, it is the Cancerian petal. We are relating between the pairs of opposites, the higher and the lower, Libra and Gemini. For the same reason, Cancer also helps with the integration process. And I would say that people begin to rise in society at this point. They're beginning to distinguish themselves from the masses. So in that sense, Capricorn is found for the rising individual. But don't trust this chart for the completeness, as I continue to say. The fifth petal is definitely a Leo petal, and we have a lot of creativity showing here, but tremendous conflicts with Scorpio, for lives of conflict. We're beginning a new relationship in Aries with the solar angel. We're aspiring. We're becoming the aspirant. So I would say that Sagittarius is very important there as we begin to look towards something higher than our normal self, our normal personal self. But, you know, I've spent a great deal of time doing these kinds of things. So this is just a hasty review. Maybe you can think of many things. I think I've gone through just about every sign there is. Six is particularly a Virgo petal, and it has a Scorpio quality. A lot of eliminations are occurring. One is interested in the group, making sacrifices for the group, but one is still a bit selfish. Since it's a sacrifice petal, Pisces is always about giving up. But in terms of water, it is related to Pisces. And we are preparing for the divine marriage under Libra. Those are just a few things. You get the idea. When it comes to the sign, it's the Libra petal. Group consciousness is strong. Sagittarius for higher mind. It's a first initiation petal. So in a way, Leo for the first initiation, Aries for entering into the initiatory regime, Virgo for birth, Capricorn, for the birth of the Christ, you know. I could go on and find justification for every one. The point is basically that, you know, you're going to have a task in front of you, and you're going to have a certain horoscope, and you're going to have certain rays, and you've got to be able to use those. And maybe the last thing I'll do is try to, off the top of my head, talk about how you can use your equipment, particularly for the pedal task. 8 is the Scorpio pedal. It's got a lot to do with illumination in Taurus. You're giving up so many things. It's Pisces again. Just going, you know, running through in my mind, your lower self is being defeated. Your astral body is being tranquilized, and with Libra, and of course it is initiation again in Capricorn. Every time there's initiation, there is Capricorn. You continue the sorting out process, and you really are closely examining yourself under Virgo, you know. You can go through every one of these. Taurus for illumination, Gemini, pairs of opposites, Cancer. I found different reasons for them and have discussed, but let's just say that a lower type of identity is dying here, and when it comes to the astral body, there's a big, big change. With the ninth pedal, you're entering the world of being. For Aries, you are now the majority soul, which is Leo, the soul is ascendant. It's the third initiation eventually, which is Capricorn, and Sagittarius is there for the ending of illusion, at least a certain type of illusion. A great light is shining. The whole is seen as one. That's Cancerian. I've mentioned Leo. Libra, the divine marriage is occurring between soul and personality, soul and fusion. Scorpio, it's still another initiation, and Scorpio is active at the first three initiations. And therefore, it should have been a pedal number 7-2. Okay, and ending of illusion, yes. You know, strong group consciousness beginning, that's Aquarius. And Pisces, again, there's plenty of relinquishments that have to be made here. All right, well, you get the idea, and then in the synthesis pedals, all of them, right? So, and I've explained that before. Our colors, just to review, and you have seen them. Let's see if you can memorize them. The first petal, orange, green, and violet. Second, orange, rose, and blue. Third, orange, yellow, and indigo. The fourth petal, rose, orange, green, and violet. Rose, orange, rose, and blue. So a double rose. Rose, orange, yellow, and indigo. And now some changes begin to take place in the sacrifice petals. Yellow is the big color. Yellow, green, orange, violet, rose. Yellow, rose, orange, blue, and violet, with the blue substituted for the, the blue is, there. Violet is substituted for the double rose. And yellow, orange, rose, blue, and indigo, with blue substituted for what might otherwise be a double yellow. When it comes to the synthesis petals, we expect, in that basic lovely lemon hue that he talks about, we expect all kinds of colors to show up. What crisis are we talking about here? There are the different crises in the life of the soul. Well, it's the crisis of incarnation, and I want to say individualization. Oh. Wait a second, that's not going to work. Yeah, it's got to be this. Individualization. We're still dealing with this early crises as a result of incarnating and going on the path of evolution. Interesting with the fourth petal, it's connected with Cancer, which is the crisis of individualization, which occurred much earlier in the process. But now, we really don't have any kinds of soul crises other than the individualization, because the soul isn't strong enough yet to compel any kind of choice between the normal life and the soul intended life. But by the time we get to petal number five, we have a crisis of orientation, and also the battlefield is there under Scorpio, and we're moving towards the birth. Petal number six, we have the battlefield for purification. For petal number seven, there's the crisis of direction. Sagittarius could be involved in that. You know, we are now headed on the path of path of initiation. Then a big crisis of the battlefield, petal number eight, and I should have put down here the crisis of initiation for petal number nine, and in a way, at petal number seven, initiation, although not true. I think I should call it probationary initiation. Probationary initiation. And this is the battlefield, and again, probationary initiation, but at petal number nine, it's real initiation. And then the crises continue. It's the crisis of initiation and preparation moving from the third to the fourth. We're not talking about, I guess we could also talk about the petal number seven, the crisis of the birth. He does talk about that, but not the final burning ground by any means. That's a Leo. And the crisis of decision, I think here under Libra, at the fifth petal, you know, will we begin reversing the wheel going in a counterclockwise order? Please forgive me if sometimes when I meant to say counterclockwise, I said clockwise and vice versa. Hopefully you'll know enough to be able to detect that. And finally, for this little tabulation, what kinds of lotuses are we dealing with here? At petal number one, well, there's some very early stages. We don't have any lotuses in bud. We don't have any strictly colorless lotuses, but we may have, we don't even have any lotuses of closed and sealed condition because all are somewhat open. But we do have the Brahmic lotuses. Everyone has at least one petal open, you know, so that's the first petal. They are called Brahmic lotuses. By the time we get to petal number two, lotuses of Brahman, they have a bit more of the love energy, more connected with the second aspect. And lotuses of passion and desire, much fuller expression of the second petal with work being done in the eighth. And these lotuses of closed and sealed condition, well, I think we can't really talk about that when we have already to the petal, second petal on the point of opening for the lotuses of Brahman and the lotus of passion and desire to the second petal mostly open with work being done in the third. But these are the Lemurian stage, petal number one, and the Atlantean, petal number two, and the early Aryan, petal number three. We could say of petal number three, we have the primary lotuses. They don't have the second petal really open, but they do have one and three quite a bit open. And he has this unusual category called lotuses wherein the flower is on the point of opening. And maybe the flower is the outer three petals. So that would relate to petal number three. And now I have other names which he never has given us, but when you have petal number four opening, I call these lotuses of integration, and I have many other names in our more complicated analysis. Petal number five, lotuses of individual expression. and later of aspiration. And petal number six, lotuses of purification, I call them. Now, when we get into, I can go back to the Tibetans' names, because from the time the fifth petal is open and unfolding is going on in the seventh, we have the first initiation, radiant lotuses. When unfolding is going on in the eighth petal, and we're taking the second initiation, we have lotuses with perfume. And then finally, lotuses of revelation. And that revelation continues with the unfolding of petal number 10, 11, and 12. So, I hope this will be maybe a little bit useful. And I'm making an experiment. I don't know whether you can see my image or not. I see it all the time. But I'm trying to use GoToMeetings camera, and I'm not sure what effect this will have. But anyway, the purpose here is to get an overview, at least, of the Hall of Ignorance, ignorance of the higher of the pairs of opposites, Hall of Learning, learning about the higher of the pairs of opposites and its relation to the lower pair of lower of the pair, which is the personality, and then Hall of Wisdom, wherein the soul truly begins to express itself, and we begin to live the life of the soul through the personality. I think that ought to be enough there, and we'll go on. You know, I always have this passion for completeness. It's a terrible thing. But I think I've given enough for things to be seen in a fairly complete measure. And this is the overview going from petal 1 through 12. Now, in some of these tabulations, it actually does go from petal 1 through 12, but I have, this tabulation doesn't have petals 10, 11, 12, which is the synthesis petals, but I have filled in the idea, albeit you don't see it under your eye, but if you want to fill out the rest of the tabulation, you can. And I would recommend this, actually, because, you know, there is a way of filling out, well, by consulting the many things I've said in the more detailed parts, this overview can be filled out. But I fear it may be bursting at the seams somewhat. The purpose of such a chart as this is to give a simplified overview, and if it is too filled out, you know, it will defeat the purpose. But there's always going to be a main energy for any one of these categories, and if we can identify the main energy and the main thing that occurs for individuals found here, then at least we have a mental peg on which to hang our thoughts. Okay, I'll go on to the next one, which is the elements. Yes, I'll do that shortly. Okay, friends, I'm going to go through another one of these tabulations. Just to get the overview, this is about the petals and the four elements, but it's got a lot of material that is repeated elsewhere. So when it comes to the constellations and the planets, I don't think I'm going to give very heavy emphasis. Remember that in addition to understanding that, let us say, Aries begins to rule the first petal and goes all the way through Pisces for the 12th petal, which is the third synthesis petal, there are other ways of doing it as well. Because the outer tier is related to Earth, the middle tier to water, the inner tier to fire, and the inmost tier to air. Okay. So, let us see here. Right. We have petal 1, Capricorn, beginning with the cardinal signs. Petal 2, Taurus. Fixed sign, petal 3, Virgo, always a sign of sacrifice. Again, beginning with the cardinal signs for the middle group of petals, Cancer, the fourth sign, and that fits in terms of the order as well, beginning with Aries. Scorpio, the middle petal, such a petal of struggle and of initial triumph as one begins to reverse the wheel. And then Pisces, for the sixth, another great sign of sacrifice. Okay. Let's see what else here. Going a little further. Now, with the next petal, if we begin, we can begin either way, and I've spent quite a bit of time discussing that idea. We can begin with Sagittarius, a mutable sign, having to do with higher mind, and then again a fixed sign in the for the eighth petal, Leo, where the lower self is significantly defeated, and Aries leading for the ninth petal. We can also do it the other way, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and I've discussed both of these. And then when it comes time for the synthesis petals, the inmost petals, we can begin again with a mutable sign, Gemini, Libra in terms of the divine marriage or the union of the second and third aspect in its second ray, with its second ray qualities, not just third, for the 11th petal, and Aquarius for the universality of the final petal. There is a way in which Aquarius is strongly related to a hidden constellation, which has a strong will component. In terms of the halls, of course, we're in, for the first petal, we're definitely in the Hall of Ignorance. Second petal, Hall of Ignorance. And I would say, I don't really want to say we're in the Hall of Learning yet with the third petal, because I think that the learning is all about the higher pairs of opposites, and I don't think that comes in yet. But with the fourth petal, we're definitely in the Hall of Learning. Fifth petal, definitely. And there are movements towards wisdom. You know, in the sixth petal, we're still learning. And I'll just call this, how can I do this? Learning and moving to wisdom. And I'm going to say the same for the fifth petal, for the later fifth petal, but in later fifth, learning and moving towards the Hall of Wisdom. You know, sometimes we think the Hall of Wisdom begins exactly at the first initiation, and with the entrance into the fifth kingdom and so forth, but there are other indications that we are already moving into the Hall of Wisdom before the first initiation occurs and before the fifth petal is completely unfolded. With this, with the seventh petal, we have entered the Hall of Wisdom. And so it is with the eighth and ninth. And it's certainly true that we're still in the Hall of Wisdom for the 10th, 11th, and 12th petals. But I'll just say wisdom and synthesis. There is no such thing as the Hall of Synthesis, but it's synthesis and the life aspect are becoming factors to recognize at this point. Okay. All right. As I say, I'm not going to go over all of these. You know, there's enough here on the screen so you can study it if you wish. The type of petals involved here, well, obviously, the first petal is knowledge, then second, knowledge-love, then third, knowledge-sacrifice. It's always the first one that is more important, right? So that in a way, should be bolded, should it not? Whoop, I don't want that. There we go. And knowledge-sacrifice. We can take all of this information apart, and what we can do with it is apply it to our lives as much as possible. The fourth petal is the love knowledge petal, and this fifth petal, most significant, the love sub love petal, and then the love sub sacrifice petal is number six, and then sacrifice becomes most important. The whole tendency towards sacrifice in the seventh petal. So it was a sacrifice of knowledge, and eighth petal, sacrifice of love, and then this all-important petal that indicates our real transition into the majority of the soul, sacrifice. Do we have anything to say about these petals? Well, it's all about synthesis, really. So wisdom and synthesis, let's just call it synthesis. Okay. And, well, let's call it synthesis knowledge. Knowledge. And we'll call this synthesis love. I think that'd be a way to do it. Synthesis and love. And then the next one is synthesis and sacrifice. I think that will give an idea of how important the ninth and twelfth petal relationship is. Now, what about the crosses? Looking at them, you know, we definitely have the mutable cross in petal number one, the cross of many changes, and petal number two, petal number three, all in the hall of ignorance. We're on the mutable cross. Petal number four, we're on the mutable cross. Petal number five, when we can begin to become the aspirant, we're on the mutable cross, but fixed tending. Petal number six, we're on the mutable cross. Maybe I should call it mutable releasing and fixed tending. Because we're at that point where we can begin to understand what it means, especially in Pisces, to move off the mutable cross. And here we are with petals number 7, 8, and 9, definitely on the fixed cross. And petals number 10 and 12, 10 and 11, definitely the fixed cross. And with petal number 12, we can't really say we're on the cardinal cross, but we can say cardinal and visioning. I think that's a good way of looking at it. Wonder if I can. No, that's not going to work. Let's see if I can do this. Yep, cardinal envisioning. Okay. Now, in terms of the elements, we have discussed this. Earth, earth, water, earth, fire for the first three. Water, earth, water, 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 fire. Interesting about that water, water petal. It's also the love, love petal. Such an important revolutionary petal. Mounting upon the wheel of consciousness of the inner life. Then petal seven, they're all fire petals here, but fire, earth, fire, water, fire, fire. And then we can call this air, earth, air, water, air, fire, and maybe, well, can we relate the jewel and the lotus to any of the elements? I'm not really sure. It's often called the central fire. Once we start talking about reality, fire seems to be the great element. In Agni Yoga, we have spoken of fire being the foundational element. And you can have people who are of the water, earth, and air type who are foundationally fire. You can also have astrological fire sign types who are not really totally fire sign. Now, I've already gone through the centers. I don't think I need to do that. And the rays involved in the petals, I've done that too. I can see that when I have brackets around things, it means it's related to the color that is coming into the picture. At least the fifth ray is orange, and so we find that. And then, let's see. I can't say that when they're in parentheses, they're necessarily related to the three colors, but let's just say that orange is found in the first three petals very pronouncedly, and rose, connected with ray 6, is found in the next three petals. But it looks like I've discontinued the process. Anyway, I've gone into that in such great detail. I don't think I need to repeat that. It can be a little bit of an exercise for every one of us to, when we look at these rays, to say, well, why are these rays here? Same for the chakras. All the chakras are active at all times. We do realize that. At least they are alive at all times, though not necessarily influential. So, the same for the planets. I have discussed them in great detail. I'm you know, a little bit forgetting why I put in the brackets. Occasionally they do occur, and they're in a special category, but I can't worry about that right now. The signs I have also done in this way, and I have done so in greater detail. See, you know, for instance, the movement from the love of self to love of others, it's obviously the movement from Leo to Libra, and it's the Taurus petal because it's Aries Taurus. So it has a lot to do with the sacral center and with fourth-ray creativity and so forth. Maybe some of these signs in brackets have something, or not in brackets, but in parentheses, have something to do with the signs that I am correlating with them or with the planets. Anyway, for whatever they're worth, they are present here. And I think I've also made them present for petals 10, 11, and 12, the heart, the seven head centers, and the crown and ajna. That's movement from the third to the fifth initiation, so that would fit very well. I think the inside the parentheses we have perhaps secondary influences. The rays here, 3, 2, and 1 for the synthesis petals, from synthesis of knowledge, synthesis of love, synthesis of will, and then the synthesizing planets themselves with Saturn with its third-ray monad, synthesis of knowledge, Neptune's second-ray monad, synthesis of love, Uranus first-ray monad, synthesis of will, and I've added the three great constellations going beyond the zodiacal constellations. Pleiades with a very strong Sirian quality. Pleiades with a very strong third-ray quality coming in here at petal number 10. Sirius, who is the, for us, a local cosmic Christ, probably with a sixth-ray, second-ray monad, the second-ray monad being the greatest for Sirius, belongs here for the synthesis of love petal. And the Great Bear, with its emphasis upon the will, sometimes called the Cosmic Manu, belongs here. So anyway, just to slowly let you see these things and working them out for yourselves, trying to use them as a little test so you can remember what are the energies involved. It seems like such an incredible matrix of energies, obviously, but after a while one begins to recognize why they should be there after all. Okay, friends, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I can't really, let's see if I can write anything here. Maybe not. Yes, I think I can. All right, so we're going to say that this is the we'll say that this is the end of Egoic Lotus webinar commentary. Egoic Lotus webinar commentary. This is not giving me a very good opportunity to do this. I don't want to pause here excessively. I think I'll just make it easier, and I'll just say the end of commentary 64, and then beginning of commentary 65. And this is just going to be about an hour because I'm experimenting a little bit with whether the image, how the image is, and whether the image of the speaker shows up as well. So get the overview, and we have a few more of these kinds of charts to look at. I'm going to go over them one slightly because you will have this document. I will place this on Makara, and you can access it, but remember that the greater detail and by far the important explanations are in the earlier programs, and this is simply for the overview. Okay, thank you, and we'll be with you shortly. Bye-bye.